support provided by Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating allergies, sore throats, sprains, strains, and more. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway along Route 13 in Carbondale.
Good morning, and here is your January 30th WSIU Almanac. On this day in 1883, the first patent was issued in the U.S. for the cash register. Locally in Alney tomorrow, if you like chocolate, you can support the Richland Memorial Hospital Auxiliary at a chocolate fundraiser tomorrow from 8 to 4, and then again on Wednesday, which is the 1st of February, from 9 to 3. This coming Saturday at Dixon Springs Ag Center, located on State Highway 145 near Simpson, Illinois, you can learn the ins and the outs of tapping maple trees and harvesting maple sap to make your own syrup. U of I Extension forester and botanist Chris Evans will lead a backyard maple syrup production workshop at the Ag Center, and it starts Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And I recently met with Chris at the Ag Center, and he talked about this fascinating event.
It doesn't take a lot of expertise. If you can identify a maple tree and drill a hole, you can get syrup. You can sign up for our Maple Syrup Festival, which is the 4th, February 4th, by calling the office here at the Ag Center. It's 695-2441.
What's the best way for somebody to get to the Dixon Springs Ag Center?
Probably the easiest way would be to come down Interstate 24 to Vienna at exit 16. And you want to go east on 146 to Dixon Springs. There's a state park there. And you'll go north on 145, and you can't miss us. We're right on the right.
Wabash Valley College is gathering gardening items to create a small world greenhouse to teach children about gardening and using a greenhouse. For more information, call 618-263-4999. And that's your Monday edition of the WSIU Almanac. Have a good day and a good week. Good Monday morning, and on today's WSIU Almanac, a radio note: 39 years ago, the Larry King Show aired for the first time on the radio. And the Beatles performed their last live show together on the roof of the Apple Records building in London on this day in 1969. Locally today, you can give the gift of life at Wren Lake College in Ida, running from 10 to 2. This Thursday in West Frankfort, you can donate blood at Helia Healthcare, starting at 1 p.m. It's beginning to look a lot like maple syrup. This Saturday, February the 4th, at Dixon Springs Ag Center on Highway 145 in Pope County, a backyard maple syrup production workshop will take place starting at 10 a.m. This Saturday's maple syrup workshop will be led by U of I Extension forester Chris Evans. At Touch of Nature, their maple syrup festival is planned for February 25th and the 26th in Southeast Missouri. Starting this Wednesday, you can see an exhibit of work by the members of the River Region Photo Association. The display is called The Views of Missouri, and it runs the entire month of February at the Cape Girardeau Conservation Nature Center. As we barrel towards February in Mount Vernon, the Jefferson County Chamber of Commerce is holding a community team-building chat session on February the 6th, starting at 3 p.m. at Crossroads Community Hospital in Mount Vernon. And that's the WSIU Almanac for January the 30th. I'm Kevin Boucher. Enjoy your day.